I assume I should speak in English. I'm not sure. I usually speak in Yiddish, but it's a true assumption.
Okay.
The Gemara says that the Yidgil Roy Bekerav Uretz, that the Yidin are nimshali ledugim. Yid are compared to fish. Ma dugim shebiyam, dugim in the water, have all the water. Comes down a drop of rain, fresh water, they all come running, they want fresh water. So that's how you know that they have over here such benai Torah, svurim, shiurim, but they want to hear, oh, something fresh. Well, they come running to hear something fresh, like dugim shemiyam. They're thinking, what shayach have to say now? Say, shiur, man, it's Friday afternoon, out a short Friday. Basically, he said, I asked my son, should I come? He said, why not? Okay. Without machshuva, just off the bat. So Rashi says, maluchim mamish. I sent maluchim. We have very little asuge. What does it mean, maluchim? Maluchim mamish, he said actual maluchim. In English translation is an angel, maybe it heads a chandish, but it's something very lofty. How does it relate to us? We're talking about, you know, we know nisim that happened, kriyas yamsev, esamakis, matan Torah, all these, except the nisim, but we're talking about now our grandfather. Sent maluchim mamish. What did he send maluchim mamish? Rashi says later on, Vayiru Yaakov me'oid vayayitze loy. So Rashi says, what's Vayiru vayayitze? So Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says, Vayiru, he was afraid. Vayiru Yaakov, he was afraid. That Rashi, he was afraid. Shem Yehurik, maybe he'll get killed. Vayayitze loy, it hurt him. Maybe he'll kill somebody else. Maile, the moire that he is going to get killed, now we understand. What's the second part? It bothered him that he will kill? There's a halucha. The Sifsa Chachumim explains Rashi. He says, there's a halucha. Habula hargach, hashkem lahargach. If you ever learn Sanhedrin, the whole sugi there, Mensai the moire, really it's a din in a halucha that if somebody's coming to kill, you're supposed to kill him. So, what's bothering him? He knows that the Rashi says before, you call him a chichu, he's coming to kill you. So, what's the Vayatzeloi? He has a whole shot. He wants to say that Yaakov himself knew the halucha. And he would be done. It's a shver aloch over here. Because the aloch is that if it's yuchel atzila me'echad ma'ayvrov, if you don't have to kill the guy. Guy's coming to kill you, right? He's coming with a gun, with a knife coming. Now you have a chiv to take a gun and shoot him. But you don't have to kill him. If you could shoot him in the arm, if you can shoot him in the leg, and then you have no right to kill him. You couldn't. And if you do kill him, it's neherik. You have no right to do it. So there's a halucha here. So Yaakov knows, he said, I know the halucha. But the people with me, they might not know so good the halucha. And even though somebody is in the matziv of Yuchel Atzila Me'echad Ma'evurav, he won't do it. So it'll be not shal halucha. So a bazoi, that's how he says. I think maybe he could say a little different p'china. I want to talk something maybe, let's call it a little lofty. All right? Say, every Shabbos. Halkion and Kiddush Shabbos. Rashi says a couple of weeks ago, Rashi says on Vahi Kizukan Yitzchak Vatechenu Einu Marois, that Yitzchak was old and he didn't see. So Rashi gives two pshutim, what happened, why didn't he see? One, he says the pshat is from the Ketores that the Isaac's wives were banging, it going into his eyes. And then Rashi says another pshat, he says that by Shas, he was under Akaide, the Maluchim were crying, and the tears of the Maluchim went into his eyes, and that blinded him. Famous Rashi. It always bothered me, I had a kash on this Rashi. This in, I don't know, if usually Shivas, they don't say Yoitze. I don't know what the minik over here you say about Yoitze. But there is a Yoitze, and Toisvis, a lot of times, so it comes along this. Toisvis brings Yoitze, and he asks Kashis from the other. It was written either by a Tana, a Blazer, or from the Goyim, Akapunim, somebody was what he can't get learning, and knew things that we don't know, and Soidis of Vostitzach in Himmel. So he writes there, in the Yoitze of Ashuna, he says, Shainu ein ba'afafoisam, that Maluchim don't sleep. Vidimu ayim ba'inayim. And there's no tears in their eyes. So it always bothered me, this kasha, what is going on here? They don't have tears. The medrash, it's a medrash. The whoever wrote this, is quoting a medrash, that there is no tears, Maluchim. So what do you mean the Maluchim cried? Came up with a novel approach. I think it's good. Tell you a story that I heard from my uncle, from Baba Ruf, Schoenel Vruchem. Told the story like this. The Tzoyis HaChoshen had a Talmud. His name was Reb Enzel. If you ever look into the Svurim from the Tzoyis, the Avnei Maliyim, or the Tzoyis, but basically in the Avnei Maliyim, there's a Hakdome from Reb Enzel, who was his famous Talmud. He wrote his own. Later he became... The Ktsos was Ruf in Stri, that's a city in Poland, and the Reb Enzel became known as Reb Enzel Strie. It's called Chivas Reb Enzel, his cipher. So he was a big misnagit when he was young, because the Ktsos was a big misnagit. But Sof Yomov, he mellowed in that prina, and he started liking chassidim. It happened to a lot of people, Nebuch, that this... but that's what was the situation. And he was once on a train station, waiting for a train, and a Rebbe walks in. The Rebbe was Reb Tzvi Mezidichoyf, Reb Hersh from Mezidichoyf, a gewaldige guin, a gewaldige mekibbel. And he sits down next to him, and he sees him. Oh, he says, Reb Enzel turns around to him, he says, you know, I just learned today a medrash, and I don't understand. Maybe you can help me out. Maybe you can tell me shat in the medrash. Okay, what's the medrash? The Pelyadig medrash. So the medrash says, Kishehelu Avrom Uvini Es Yitzchak Benai Al Gaba HaKaide Ho Yuboiche. When Avrom Uvini took Yitzchak to HaKaide, he was crying. Hanid the Amre Enche, that is an explanation of his crying. Udam Doyik Al Ibid Domov. Pashtid, that saying means that when you say that people worked up to lose their money, they don't care about the loss of time. That's Pashtid's. How does this fit in here? Well, what does it mean? Now, on the spot, he tells about this. Very Pashtid. He says that the Eibishter told Yitzchak, Avram, Valayi li oilu. You should bring the oilu. What's the din with the oilu? How much zrikas dam do you have? Oilu, tun, shtay matun, shanaba. You have to two matun, shanaba. But Yitzchak was a pcho li'imoy. So what is the din with a pcho, hapcho, tun, matun, echos? So he didn't know. What am I going to do over here? Am I going to do two zrikas domim, one zrikas dam? He started to cry. What am I going to do? I don't know. What should I think? The Zrikas Dam, one or two? So the Medrash is mafli. Udam doyeg alibid dumov. All he cared about was what's going to be with the blood. V'ayne doyeg alibid yumov. He didn't care anything about that Yitzchak is going to be the entire, it's going to get gornished. That didn't mean affect him. Reb Enzel Strier was so impressed. He says, "Chsedim learn in Torah lishma zoichel medvurim haube." So they say beautiful pshat. All right. So we know that when a person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. When a person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. Can you imagine the gewaldige crying of Avraham Avinu, what kind of a roishim that made? in Shemayim, what is going on here? He doesn't care about his child. He cares about how he's going to make Zrikis Saddam. So from this crying was created a malach. The malach was made up of tears. It wasn't a malach made up from a mitzvah. It was a malach that was dimu. So he didn't, the malach didn't have cry. He was a dimu. The whole malach was one dimu. So it didn't come from the eyes. The whole malach is a malach of dimu. And that was the crying. Doesn't mean it cried from the eyes. This was a malach adema who from the dema rolled into the eyes of Yitzchak. There was a somebody once asked a question. How come when a person who is rugel to do a virus nebuch, does a virus, and in one time he does a mitzvah, all his life he is busy with this mitzvah. Wow, I did a mitzvah. I did such a great mitzvah. What about all the avayos? Doesn't remember that. The avayos have no shachis. He doesn't remember anything. He remembers the mitzvah that he did. Vata, if a person who does mitzvahs all his life, a tzaddik, he once does an avayra, all his life he goes around, oy gewalt, chatusi negdi sumid, I did an avayra, I did, and all that, he says, doesn't work, it should be the other way around. A person who does mitzvahs should remember the mitzvahs. Avayra did once, you forget it, the avayra is faket. So what's good? Said interesting gede. Just I want to be magdim. There was a story with the Baal Shem Tov that he once came to a besmedrish. Famous story. He walked in and he tapped. Oh, this besmedrish is gewaltig. It's full of Torah and mitzvahs, full of Torah and tefillah. The Oilem was very proud. He says, "Oh, you see the Rebbe. He sees." He says, "What does the Rebbe mean?" So he says, "I'll tell you. It says in Zoya, Kol." A mitzvah that's done without yira and have it doesn't go up in Himmel. He says, all the tefillahs are here. He said, nothing went up. It's all here. I see it all. So, when a person does a mitzvah, who is rugel to do mitzvahs, it's b'shlaimis. The malach that's created from that mitzvah, and every time you do a mitzvah, you create a malach. So that malach has two hands and two feet and six wings and everything that a malach is supposed to have. So that malach flies up in Himmel. He's not there. Every time this tzaddik does a mitzvah, the malach just flies away. It's gone. If he does an avayra, his avayra has no tam. He hides. He doesn't do it right. So the avayra also creates a malach, but this malach is broken. He has no wings, he has no hands, no feet, and lichdot, he can't move. Says, this tzaddik who does an avayra, his malach is standing there. He can't go anywhere. All the mitzvahs have gone. He doesn't remember the mitzvah, he only remembers the avayra. But the faket, somebody who does all his life, he's doing avayras, they are so beautiful, the avayras. They all go up to be mekatrik. They're all in Himmel being mekatrik. The guy, once he does a mitzvah, something shkatam, it's a broch in the hands, a broch in the feet, it's there. He remembers him. Oh, I always remember this guy. He's around. He used to remind me of what I did. So, in a way, maybe that's the pshat over here. Yaakov is trying to think, how do we go against Esav? How do we go against Esav? So he tries all the things with the doyin and tefillin, milchome, right? He says, milchome, how could I be loichem? He is ish, yedai, tzai, yedisuda, Yaakov, ishtom, yoshev, aholim. He says, I can't fight him. So just like by Avrum, we sign yufa, v'yitn k'ufa kashtoi, through sand, and it became swords and arrows. So he said, I'm going to make maluchim. I'm going to make maluchim to fight Esav. He says, but the maluchim that Yaakov made to fight Esav had to be melchumedige maluchim. Yaakov is not rugel to make melchumedige maluchim. Those maluchim don't have the koyach that Yaakov has. So maybe the pshat is, Vayayitzeloi, I know all the haluchis, how to fight with Isav. But those meluchim that I created to fight Isav, they might not do it right, because maybe I didn't make the meluchim as probably as I should. Vayayitzeloi, Shemu Yehurig, maybe those meluchim are not going to do the haluchim as the way it's supposed to be done. And that is, Vayayitzeloi, that bothered him. That's why Yishlach Yaakov maluchem mamish. He did actually maluchem. Another story, short story. The Baal Shem Tov used to eat shalashidis not with the oilim. The other seedis, everybody, the first seed, the second seed, whoever wanted came and he used to give. But shalashidis, he took only a few of his top talmidim and he would eat with them in another room. The oilim would sit in the other room and they would say tilim, sing smiris, whatever, but not they didn't feel. And sometimes by shalashidis, the Baal Shem Tov feared, they used to have moiridig geluyim, they used to see zachen, machzor selikim, that was unbelievable. I mean, we're talking about really, really big people. So once they were sitting, and all of a sudden they hear this gewaldige called shire vizimru, and they were very, very uplifted, and it lasted for a few minutes, and then disappeared. And the Baal Shem Tov asked the Talmidim, "What did you see?" So they said, "We saw Maluchim in Himmel singing Shire for the Eibishter." He says, "No, that's not what you saw. So what do you see?" So you heard from the next room the people singing Smiras. Do you hear how heilig the Yidden became? That in the next room, that they're sitting and singing Zmiris, and to the Talmidim it sounds like the Maluchim are singing Shire for the Rabban Shalalim. That's to what Dage they reached in. So, I was here yesterday, I came into Dav Marif. I'm here a few days, and I dam once before Marif, 8:15, but it's like not the Shiva Shemidian. And I felt so uplifted. I felt such a kedusha. I say, hey, this tefillah is going somewhere. This tefillah is not sitting here. This tefillah is actually going in Shemaim. It's a long time already that I didn't feel such a alice in a tefillah. So when my son tells me today, Tati, go be mechazik, they don't have to be my mechazik. I need them to be mechazik me. So my coming here is a lushin from Haidua. I want to thank you people that I had this here to daven even the one tefillah that I had, and it was so uplifting. I want you to know that you are creating maluchim with your tefillah, that those maluchim are going direct to Shemayim, and they're being mevasa toiv, and they're being mamlitz toiv, and maybe the Koilil had a skier. I mean, I was here a few years ago. It was a dream. We're talking, there's going to be a Koilil, and can hurry, you come now, and this cold toilet, and the whole place has changed. It's all the koyach of the Rosh HaKoilil, the Rosh HaKoilil, and the Yigal HaTu are sitting and learning. So basically, I'd like to say, Chazak ve'amotz, the Abishter Hofen, you should constantly be keeping learning and be a Marbitz Teure. And I'm so my Gitten Shabbos.